The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
I couldn't wait to get to this podcast today. I'm gonna just tell you, I've been waiting to talk to you about this.
Yes. I didn't know what to say. I was like, I had to watch that 2.5 hour Say Club Shay Shay, and because all over the internet. I mean, what, 10 million views in one day? 10
million views in 24 hours. Might not have even really been 24. Yeah. When I was watching it, I was watching it last night before the podcast for the second time because I was taking notes, because the first time I was in shock. So the second time I was taking notes. And while I was watching it, it went up to 11 million. Before I got finished with it, it was already at 12 million. Hold on. While you talking, I'm going to go see where it's at right now.
It's 14 million. I just looked at it. It's 14 million. Almost 15 million. Even, I'm going to tell you, even the snippet that they took out of just Kevin Hart, 1 million views. Just a 9-minute snippet when he talked about Kevin Hart. Oh, he went in. Now you're a comedian. You're a comedian. This your life.
That's my life.
I want you to give me your perspective of why, how Cat Williams got to this point, and how he just went in on that gatekeeper circle he was talking about.
Here's the deal. And this is why people wonder why certain people make it and certain people don't. Because certain people won't compromise. Certain people won't give up their life. Certain people won't deny Jesus. Certain people won't stop believing in the truth. Mm-hmm. Certain people won't lie. Certain people won't suck your penis.
Exactly.
And they won't do it. And so you see, you like, oh man, this person is everywhere. That person is everywhere, but he's not as funny as this other person.
Yes.
Or this lady is everywhere. And she's all over the place. And she's in all these commercials, but she's not as funny as her. She didn't pay her dues. How did she jump from the back of the line to the front of the line? But what Kat knows, and a lot of comedians know, is there is this, and they call it the Illuminati, the secret society. But you know, a lot of us know it as gatekeepers.
Yeah,
Cedric, Cedric, Steve, Kevin Hart, these people, Ricky Smiley.
You know,
they've been holding closed. And they only let in people that they like, people that's going to kiss their butts, people that's going to suck up to them, people that's going to do all kind of devilish and foolish things. And those are the people that they let in, and everybody else is locked out. And so it keeps people from earning a living. Yeah. It keeps people from...
Everybody can't eat.
Everybody can't eat, and it's not fair. People say, oh, he works hard. Well, he does work hard, but he also got an opportunity. He does work hard and he does have talent, but he also got a door open for him.
And so they're compromised. And you know what the underlying message is, they have compromised who they are, their beliefs, their values, their morals to get where they are.
They sold. Girl, we've been hearing about this for a long time, and we haven't really understood or realized that selling your soul is a real thing.
It is. It's a real thing. And you know, and what I gathered from this is, you know, people may debate me, but I do see, and he stated on many occasions, I do believe that Cat Williams is a man of God. And I think that there are some things that people have said about him that he may have articulated it in his skits or in his comedy performances. But he was like, okay, you know, he said, because he always went back to Jesus died on the cross. I'm gonna take my nails. It's kind of how he took it, because there are things just was said about him that
he didn't talk about it. Because Kevin Hart got on the Breakfast Club and said Cat Williams did drugs, didn't show up for work. He pretty much, you know, just even if that was the case, that's not his business to tell. He's not a friend of Cat Williams. He's not doing an intervention. He's basically putting this man down and not allowing him to make and earn a living.
Two little short comedians. And I'm going to be honest, I don't like Kevin Hart. I am not a fan of Kevin Hart. I don't even know where Kevin Hart came from. I just remember one day
we woke up and he was everywhere.
And I was like, where did Kevin? And I'm gonna tell you, my son, he was like, oh, I've been listening to Kevin Hart. I'm like, who is? I had to go watch Soul Plane. I don't remember him being on the circuit. I don't remember him being on Comic
View. As much as we do comedy jams. We go to comedy clubs, we sit in, we laugh. We've seen Steve at
Comedy Laugh Factory.
We go to comedy clubs from Houston to Dallas and all points in between. We have never seen Kevin Hart perform anywhere.
Never. He came out of the blue. So when Kat was saying stuff, I was like, I did kind of wonder, did he jump out of nowhere and made himself who he is by just, you know, who he knew or what he did to get where he was, but I didn't know who he was. And then the parallel between Mark Curry and Steve Harvey
blew my mind. But this is the thing, Kat's been saying it a little bit at a time in his comedy routines. He's just been doing little snippets, little 60 seconds, just to put a little something, just a little
nugget in your mind
to make us think, oh my God, look at this. Oh my God, look at that. But girl on Club Shay Shay, 2.5 hours, he unleashed the beast. He got all of them told. He put everybody in the line and bitch slapped each and every one of them at least 2 or 3 times. And girl, this is the thing. I absolutely 100% believe everything.
I do believe he skirted over his, you know, when you're going to tell the truth, you got to tell your truth.
Yeah.
And that's what I do feel like. He skirted over the truth of his life. How a 13-year-old get on a bus and end up in a whole nother
city? In Florida.
So you just skirted over what led to that in your life. Now, you did talk about some abuse, but you didn't want to put your father down. And I understand that.
Yeah.
You talked about, you know, the religious area, you know, they were Jehovah's Witnesses, and that he didn't have a platform to be himself in his family, and maybe that caused some conflict. But you skirted up. You got to tell your truth. You can't tell everybody else's truth without telling your own truth. And that's where I had a concern about everything he said. Lay your stuff out on the line.
Yeah.
He wouldn't talk about these kids, where they came from, you know,
what their name is.
I can understand protecting them, but the conditions are what led you to take on 7, 10 kids, however many you have.
That's a lot.
What happened to your brothers? You left your brothers at 13.
But where they at now?
Where they at now? You can't go in and say, I'm going to help everybody else in the world. I'm giving money. He tithing, you know, to cities that give him money. I get all of that, but you gotta live in your own truth. So I feel like there is a missing piece that somebody's gonna come in and snag.
Yeah, somebody's gonna say something.
Yeah, because you can't tell my truth. Yeah, maybe Cedric the Entertainer ain't a real entertainer, which I still question that too. I was like, Cedric the Entertainer, he ain't funny to me. I ain't never really watched The Neighborhood, and you know, yeah, I didn't like Soul Man and all this other stuff. But you know, every man for himself.
I think he got tired, Tina, of all the lies, and he just said, you know what, enough is enough. And I don't think he would have said anything about them if they wouldn't have said anything about him.
Yeah, and I don't even know.
When they called his name, my girl, he came through and just breathed hot fire on everybody,
all of them. And then it was specifically anybody who got on Club Shay Shay, he got them.
Yeah,
Ricky Smiley, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer.
And girl,
I don't even know about that Wanda Sykes. I even want to go back and listen to the Wanda Sykes.
No, it's Wanda Smith. Remember,
Wanda Smith.
So what happened was he was in Atlanta, and Wanda Smith and Frank Ski, you know, they got that Atlanta radio show, and so he wasn't gonna go on the show. He was there with another comedian friend who had a performance, and Wanda said, listen, I want you to come on the show because you just won an Emmy for, you know, your portrayal of some character he played in that TV show Atlanta. Remember the show Atlanta, ATL or whatever it was called, with Childish Gambino, right. And she said, I just want you to come on, and we just want to celebrate you and talk good about you for getting this Emmy and repping the city of Atlanta. And so he was like, okay, I saw it. I saw the whole thing in real time when it happened.
Okay.
And so he got on the show, and girl, she decides that she wanted a clown Cat Williams. And she called him all kind of test tube babies and, you know, talked about his Jerry curl. She called him short, said he had been to prison multiple times and called him gay. And, you know, and so... girl, he simply turned to her and eviscerated her. He clowned her so bad. He said, there's only one of us here wearing $12 worth of jewelry. Girl, he talked about her like she ain't had no mama. And I mean, she just went in on him, and she started giggling like he was just going to sit there and take it. She obviously don't know Cat Williams, because Cat Williams and D.L. Hughley are two people that you don't want to go in on, because they snap back like that.
Yes.
They're very smart. They're very intelligent. And girl, he laid her all the way out. So the next day, she didn't come to work. She was embarrassed. So the day after that, she came to work, and she had the nerve to get to crying about how Cat Williams talked to her, and she was mad that the host, Frank Ski, didn't stand up for her. And Frank was like, look, y'all two comedians going at it. I didn't feel like it was my place to jump in. You started it.
Yes.
But in the meantime, between the time she took off and the time she came back to work hooping and hollering and crying, her husband went to Cat and pulled a gun on him, a whole gun, and threatened to kill him.
That's the gun, okay.
That's the gun. And so she got fired. So she lost on the radio, and she lost her job.
Ain't that crazy?
At the number one, she had the number one morning show in Atlanta. But she was using her platforms, you know, because this is the thing.
She's going to smear him, and she's going to try to call him out like he wasn't finna go in on her.
See, and see, when comics go into town to different cities and they trying to sell out their shows, you know, back in the day, you had to go on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Social media is popping more now, but you had to go on the radio. You had to go on them TV stations and say, hey, I'm here. I'm selling tickets. Come on out. Bring your family to the Laugh Factory, to the Hip Hop Comedy Jam. I'm going to be, you know, on the bill with so-and-so and so-and-so. And so when those comedians would come into the radio station, she would play them. She'd be talking to people all crazy because she knew that they had to do that. And Cat Williams is not the one to be playing with like
girl,
that.
Girl, and she found out in the worst way. And I'm telling you, I have a new respect for comedians. People call themselves comedians, but comedian is not about you going up there and, you know,
and telling your little jokes that you to rehearse. No, ma'am.
No, it's a whole, it's like the NFL. It's like it's like any other sport or art.
And that's what he said. He talked about it last night. It's a sport because you have to come up, and that's why Cat has been around so long. He knows all the secrets. He knows where the bones are buried at.
And they just,
he got a light on his head, and he got a shovel, and he is digging up all the bones. Because girl, I almost died when he talked about how Steve Harvey tried to take Bernie Mac's Ocean's 11 role. But did you hear that part?
Oh yes. See, and it's like, how you gonna take Ocean 11 role?
Girl, they so dirty.
They dirty. You know, and the thing about it is, you know what? I see, because it was like, you know, Steve Harvey was all right. And all of a sudden, you know, you see this, you see that. Oh, he got a talk show. Oh, you know, I've been pleasantly amazed is how people have gone from just average Joe to not all of a sudden you just all out there.
They just blew up.
Yeah. And I think that he did a great balance of, there are people, he wouldn't disrespect D.L. Hughley. He's not going to respect Dave Chappelle. He's not going to disrespect Mark Curry. He's not going to disrespect, you know, some of the younger comedians. He did go in and he said, it's this small little circle of people who felt like they had some type of privilege over every other comedian. Mm-hmm. I mean we got so much more we can talk about.
We gonna keep talking about Cat, because this whole 2 hour plus interview on Club Shay Shay blew up. That we are only a few days into 2024 and Cat Williams is it for 2024. He done blew up the internet. He yes. done blew up YouTube. Everybody is talking about it. The clip is going viral. Tens of millions of hits. Girl. Because he is shining the light on darkness. Oh, when you yeah. break it down to its lowest common denominator, all he's doing is yeah. shining a light on darkness.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, it's all in the numbers. If you look at everything at Club Shay Shay prior to that, you know, maybe they got 50,000, 60,000, 28,000. And this is the very first time. And they said it at the very beginning of the show. We finna break the internet.
They said it.
At the beginning.
They said it.
They broke the internet. They broke the internet.
And none of us were ready.
We wouldn't.
None ready. Of us were ready. Nobody we could say, I knew he was going to say that. Nobody.
I wasn't ready.
Nobody.
For the real, I wasn't ready.
See y'all next week.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and test positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too.
Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.